Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Arachin, and we're up to Parakei Mishnah Vav. Chayav Erech Mashkin El Sam. We do take a mashkon for people who owe Erech money to the Beis Hamikdash. We do not take a mashkon from people who are chayv chatos asham. Chayv olos shlam mashkin asham. People who are chayv an ola or a shlamim, we do take a mashkon from them to make sure that they pay their commitments. Afal pisha in meschapelo atche yisrata. Even though you can't get a kapara unless you bring it willfully. Shnemar liritzono, because the pasuk says liritzono. Kofnos shiyam rotzani. These are examples where you're allowed to force him until he says that he really wants to. And more famously, probably, we have the same thing by a get. A guy says that he doesn't want to divorce his wife. We beat him up until he says, Rotzani, until he commits that he actually does want to divorce his wife. Parak Vav Mishnah Aleph. Shumay Yisomim Shloshim Yom. When we assess a property that belongs to Yisomim, in order to sell it to pay off debts and things like that, so we have to make sure we're getting the right price for it. So it takes 30 days of the full assessment. V'shuma hegdish shishim yom. And when we're selling things that belong to hegdish, the process of assessing its value is a 60-day process. U'machrizin baboker be'erev. And we always announce that it's for sale both in the morning and in the evening to make sure we're properly advertising it. Hamakdish nechasav. If someone is makdish with things that he owns, v'yisal of ksubas isha, but he still owes his wife's ksuba, Rabbi Lazar Omer Kashigarshana Yadir Hana'a, that if he divorces her, he has to take a neder that he's not going to get Hana'a from her ever again, so that he'll never be allowed to remarry her. And only if he takes such a neder can his wife actually collect her ksuba from the Hegdish, because only then can we be sure that this isn't all a harama to be able to get some of his money back. Because, you know, he could just divorce his wife, she'll collect the money from Hegdish, then they'll get remarried and they'll have that money. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Eino Tzarech. Rabbi Yeshua says, nah, you don't need to take such a neder, because you could always just be matir the original commitment to Hegdish by going to Chacham for a Hatara, so we wouldn't have to go to such extremes. Even if someone is an Arev for a woman on her Ksuba, and her husband divorces her, Yadir Hana, the husband has to take a neder that he's never going to remarry his wife, because maybe husband doesn't have any money and he knows that someone co-signed on the ksuba, so he's going to divorce his wife, she'll collect the ksuba from that third party, then they'll get remarried and live happily ever after with that guy's money. So in order to make sure that they don't pull off such a trick, we make him take a neder he's never going to remarry his wife, because the husband could just go remarry the wife and go off into the sunset with this other guy's money. So to review we learned today in Perek Hey Mishnah Vav, we said that we take a mashkon from people who own erech, but not from people who owe chatas and nasham. People who owe ol and shlamim, we take a mashkon from, even though the kapara only works if they want to do it. But that, those are examples where we say kofnos achim rotzani, just like we say by gittin. And then we said that when assessing property to sell it, we need to make sure we get the right price. So for yisomim, we have 30 days of assessing it. For hegdish properties, we have 60 days. And you announce it morning and evening. And we said that if a guy is makdish all of his nechasim and he owes his wife suba, so Rabbi Eliezer, machlok surplus Rabbi Shua, whereas Rabbi Eliezer says, if he divorces her, he has to take a neder hana that he's never going to remarry her. And Rabbi Shua says that's unnecessary. She can collect suba even without such a neder hana. And then we said, Rabbi Shua Umliel says, even when there's an ariv on a ksuba and the husband divorces her, he has to take a neder hana because we're afraid that he's going to divorce her. She'll collect from the third party, and then they'll get remarried. So we want to make sure that that doesn't happen, that they don't get remarried. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Vav Mishnah Beis.